This month's shiur is being sponsored by the Sagamon family, in memory of Aaron Dov ben David, Aaron Rosenbaum Zal. This year, of course, is very unique halachas, being that her face falls out on Shabbos. So rather than talking about the part which is the most relevant shiur, which probably the other shiur being given about this, maybe another time we'll get a chance to talk about that in terms of the chametz and the matzah and the sudas, I want to talk about a little bit of a different aspect of Erev Pesach Chalas for Shabbos. And that's the unique status of the Korban Pesach that's brought on Erev Pesach this year, and the Korban Chagiga that may or may not be brought depending on who you ask. And then I want to try to understand some of the nafkaminas ladina from this unique status of the Korban Pesach and or the Korban Chagiga that are brought this year, and how this plays out for us, Halacha Lemaisa, as well. So the sugya starts with the Gemara Maseches Pesach, and that's Samach Zavim and Aleph. One of the most fascinating Gemaras in Shas, it's interesting from a halachic point of view, but it's fascinating just from a historical point of view, that the Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan halacha zu nis'amu v'nei b'seira. That apparently this halacha, that Korban Pesach is Bechah Shabbos, which we of course know to be true, but this wasn't always known. There was one time in history when the b'nei b'seira with the Nisim, they were running the show in Eretz Yisrael, so they weren't aware of this halacha, they weren't sure. After all, Pesach doesn't come out on Shabbos that often, even the way our calendar is. So those days also, well, that's only a yearly occurrence. So they forgot. They didn't remember what's the din. So pamachet chala basal liyos to Shabbos. Shachaku v'lo yodu in Pesach deicha the Shabbos in London. They weren't aware whether the current Pesach should be deicha. So Amru, so they said, klum yesh adam sheyodeh in Pesach deicha the Shabbos in Lav. Is there anyone around who talk and knows the answer to the shayla? So Amru l'am, so they were told, adam echad yesh olam yibavel, v'ho habav li shemo. That there's an individual who just came back from Bavel, and his name is Hillel, Hillel Bavli, the famous Hillel. Shishimish Negedol Yador Shemaya V'Yatalyum. He had learned in Eretz Yisrael when he was younger, and he had learned, he had received this through the Mesorah from Shemaya V'Yatalyum, and apparently he had gone back to Bavel, and now he had come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'Yodei and Pesach Tech the Shabbos and Lassu. The other Chacham told the Bnei Beseir, told him to see him, that he's the one you got to ask. Whatever he says, he's going to have the correct Mesorah. So Shalchu V'Karlos, so they called him and they asked him, Amrullah, they said to him, Klumat Ayodeim and Pesach Dech the Shabbos in Lav. Do you know what the din is? It's coming Pesach Dech the Shabbos. So Amrullah, Chi Pesach Echad Yeshmon of the Shalosh Dech the Shabbos. What kind of Shabbos is that? He said, this is not a once in a year Shaila. This is not a once in a 10 year Shaila. But Lohardi Yosim in Messiah, Sochem Yeshmon of the Shadoch and the Shabbos. They didn't know what he was talking about. He said, we offer Korban Pesach 200 times a year. We always offer Korban Pesach every year, many, many times during the course of the year, that's Dech the Shabbos. So he said, what? Who wants the Amulah? What are you talking about exactly? The Amulah have never muadded the Pesach and never muadded the Tumid. It says the word, the Asu Be'esos the Pesach the Muadah and Tashas Baloch, and it says the word, the Muadah by Korban Tumid. So we have a Gzeir Shava. So he had this tradition of the Gzeir Shava. Remember, to have a Gzeir Shava, you have to have a Mesorah, and he had the Mesorah from his Rebbe, from Shmai, from Tah, and the Bank of the Mesorah didn't have it. So the Mesorah that he had was, Ma Muadah, Amulah the Tumid, Dech the Shabbos, just as the Korban Tumid is Dech the Shabbos. So So that was the Gzeirah Shabbos. That's what Hillel meant when he said that there are more than 200 Korban Pesach. It didn't mean 200 Korban Pesach. It meant there are 200 Korban Tumis and Korban Muslims and everything else during the course of the year that's Gzeirah Shabbos. So too the Korban Pesach is Gzeirah Shabbos. The Ay Kavachayimah. Then, just in case you don't like the Gzeirah Shabbos, the Gemara explained that what do you mean in case you don't like the Gzeirah Shabbos? If the Gzeirah Shabbos is true, it's true. End of discussion. So Hillel was saying to the Bnei Beseira, even you who don't have this Beseira, you should have still figured out that the Korban Pesach was Dech HaShabbos, based on a Kal V'Chomer, because if there is Shavi, you have to have a Beseira going back to your Rebbe, to his Rebbe, since Rebbe back to Meshach Rabbeinu. That a Kal V'Chomer is one of the Yigil Midrash, Shetani Dreshes, Behem, that each Chacham is permitted to Darsh. And so he was giving Musa to the Bnei Beseira, he said to them, Kal V'Chomer, not Tamit, she'en on Ishkharis, Dech HaShabbos, Korban Tumid is not such a chash of a mitzvah. You don't think that Korban Tumid is only a bit of a say, and still it's Bech HaShabbos, a Pesach Shabbos Karis, and a Vinshah Zoch HaShabbos, and a Kabbal Chayna, that the Korban Pesach is going to be Bech HaShabbos. So he convinced them with the Gzeir Shavah, with his Messiah from Shrag HaTayim, and he razzled-dazzled them with the Kabbal Chayna, so everything, he convinced them in Eretz Yisrael. So the most fascinating part is the end of the story. V'yad Hoshivu Barosh Midu Nafsilein, they gave the job, that he became the Nasi, he became Hulan Nasi, because of the fact that he knew the answer to the Shaila. Shows you how you become the Rosh Hashiva. You know the answer. The biggest time of Chacham, you become the Rosh Hashiva. That's what Halavai, that should be the model for all the yeshivas in the world. So anyway, getting back to that story, in terms of halacha, so the bottom line is that the halacha is clearly like Hillel told them, that the story was, Yidari Yidari, like Shema Agapai, the Gzeir Shabbat, the Kabbachim, and everything, that the din is at the Kabbat Beis, is the Echa Shabbat. That's, although it was in question, if it's one particular short period in Jewish history, the Ma'is, it was Nimna V'Gamu, like Hillel, that's the din. However, the second half of the story is not so pashut. Namely, not the half of this story, the second half of the halacha is not so pashut, and that's the other carbon that's brought together with the carbon pesach. Usually we know carbon pesach goes hand in hand with another carbon, which is called the carbon chagiga. There are really two different carbon chagigas that are brought on pesach. There's the carbon chagiga of Yom Tov, which is in every Yom Tov. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot gets the carbon chagiga. That's what comes on during the course of the week of Yom Tov. And then there's what's called the chagigas Yudalot, the special carbon chagiga that's brought together with the carbon pesach on Yudalot Nisan. So when it comes to the carbon chagiga, comes the Mishnah in the second of Mamikamos in Sochem da Samachtes on the days, and tells us, Eilasai maybe chagiga ima, when do you bring a carbon chagiga with the carbon pesach? Because manchu ba bechol, that's only if it's during the week, if our pesach falls out on a weekday, bitara, and if the carbon pesach is brought in the state of tara, because there is a din that pesach is doicha tumah. Let's say most of Klal Yisrael are tameh, then the carbon pesach is brought in the state of tumah. So the Mishnah says that the carbon pesach is doicha tumah, but the carbon chagiga is not doicha tumah. Uvim mulat, and similarly, you only bring the carbon pesach. You only bring the carbon chagiga if you have to fill up a little bit. If you don't have enough meat to eat for the carbon pesach. So the din is that the carbon pesach has to be in al hasova. You have to be full at the end of the meal and eat the carbon pesach. So if you have a lot of people and very little meat, so then you have to bring the carbon chagiga to give people more things to eat. So the Mishnah says you don't always bring the carbon chagiga. You only bring it in limited circumstances. It was manju by the Shabbos, the meruba, the tuba, imo chagiga. But if it's ever pesach shachal is the Shabbos, so then the carbon chagiga presumably is not going to be daicha Shabbos. The Mishnah continues with others dinner about the carbon chagiga. So the Gemara picks up on this and says that the two lines into the Gemara, second line to the end of the line, Amar Rav Ashi, Shmamina, we can derive from this Mishnah that Chagigas Arbaasar Lav Chovehi. That the Chagigas Arbaasar, this carbon Chagiga, is not an absolute requirement. That's Chagigas, you have to bring this Chagiga. Yisal Kedai to Chovehi, because this is a Chagigas Yudal, was an absolute requirement. So Taysi B'Shabbos, so Taysi B'Ruvra, so Taysi B'Tumah. So you should bring it under all circumstances, even on Shabbos. So if it's not a real requirement, so what do you bring it for in the first place? So to design your chagiga by the pesach nechelas chila, today she has pesach nechelas asoiva. It's just a way to get you to have enough meat so you'll be full and then you'll be able to eat the government pesach ala sova. Then the Gemara continues that the nechelas l'shnei yamim, that the Mishnah said that the carbon chagiga is eaten for 2 days, but feast of the loki ben tema, the sign you ben tema, ome chagiga by the pesach array to pesach ben nechelas el yom balayla. That Ben Tema had a unique sheet about the carbon chagiga. Ben Tema said that the carbon chagiga is very similar to the carbon pesach, that it has to be eaten at the same time frame as the carbon pesach. So the machlokes that I know him between Ben Tema and the Rabbanan, what's the story with this carbon chagiga? Is it really the same, goes hand in hand with carbon pesach, that you have to eat it at the same time as carbon pesach, or does the zman of the chagiga even go later than the zman of the carbon pesach? So this machlokes between Ben Tema and the Rabbanan. So this is a further machlokes to show them just how far does Ben Tema go. When Ben Tema said that the carbon chagiga goes hand in hand with the carbon pesach, mamish hainu hach, the dinim are all the same. So did Ben Tema mean to disagree with this Mishnah? Did Ben Tema mean to say that you bring the carbon chagiga even on Shabbos? How far did Ben Tema go? So place in a different place in Sochem, Asosu themselves. According to the Rabbanan who say that the carbon chagiga is not such a critical carbon. The whole purpose of the carbon chagiga is just to make sure that you have meat to eat, but you have enough meat to eat, so then you don't have to bother bringing it. If it's Tomei, then you don't bother bringing it. If it's Shabbos, then you're not allowed to bring it because Chagiga is not there for Shabbos. But according to the Rabbanan, that the Chagiga Yadal is not such a chosh of the carbon, it's not a chov gomor, chov gomorrah, so that it's clearly not there for Shabbos. But according to Ben Tema, it's unclear what the halacha is going to be. Then there's a further question, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Ben Tema? Do we paskin like the Rabbanan? That's also unclear in the Gemara. So why is this important for us? Whether you bring the carbon chagiga, you don't bring the carbon chagiga, the heavier bar mikdash, we'll see whether the carbon chagiga is going to be brought. So it says this has, believe it or not, powerful enough to mean it's ladina for us, this matter, there particularly this year. Is the carbon chagiga brought this year? If the Pesach Chalas Shabbos this year, from Pesach Hashur is Deicha Shabbos, is the carbon chagiga Deicha Shabbos? According to Rabbanan, definitely not. According to Ben Tema, possibly yes, possibly not. And we're not even sure how to pass it in the Machlokes Ben Tema and the Rabbanan. So comes the Gemara in the third of the Mamakamas in Sochem Kukyutalam of days and tells us as follows: Rav Yosef Omar, Tzorich Shnei Yunei Bosar, Echad Zeicha LePesach, the Echad Zeicha LeChagiga. That this is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Sochem that you're supposed to bring Shnei Tafshilim. And you set up the table, So you have to have masa, and you have to have mora, and you have to have kaisa, and chalesa, a whole bunch of things on the table. Another thing you have to have is shnei tashivim. What do you have to have shnei tashivim for? So if Yosef says it's supposed to be, one is the zeichel the korban teisach, and one is to be the zeichel the korban chagiga. But Yosef insisted that both of them have to be shnei mine balsa, since each one obviously was meat, so each one of the tashivim has to, that could be a different piece of meat. And the other days in the Gemara happen to disagree. The other days in the Gemara say that as long as it's any kavish, as long as it's a tashil, it need not necessarily be meat. And that's where we pass it. I mean, of course, is that we take a pesach, instead of shnei minei basar, we take one min basar, which is the zeichah to the carbon pesach, that's the zeroah, and then we take the pesach, which is zeichah to the carbon chagigah. But according to Rav Yosef, it had to be an amish basar. The Gemara is an interesting story in Arab Tzachim. The Gemara says that for the shnei tafshilin, if you hold, not like Rav Yosef, if you hold that any min tafshil is good, so the Gemara says you can even bring rice. You can put rice on the table. So the Gemara says that one of the Amorim, Tzav could put rice on the table. Why did he put rice on the table? Because his Rebbe said that you're allowed to put rice on the table. So whatever the Rebbe said, that's what he did. So the Rebbe didn't say you have to put rice. He said you can put rice. But since he said you can put rice, sure. So that was the minute he used to put rice on the table. So the Gemara says, well, what's the significance of putting rice on the table? Just to show you that you shouldn't think in a half a minute, that rice is chametz. Because there was one Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who held that rice can become chametz. It was Machlokes HaTanoim, where the only chametz mini dog, and only the five species of what we call the grain, the wheat, barley, etc., can become chametz. What's the story with rice? So the Chachamim said that rice cannot become chametz. You mix rice and water and make it sit for a month, it won't become chametz. Nothing will happen to it, but it won't become halakhically chametz. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, no, that it can become chametz. The Gemara says, waste the chash from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That nobody follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Nobody's even chayshesh, no one's even machbin. The days of the Amorim, the machbin, everything else in Pesach, and the Gemara says, the Amorim themselves weren't machbin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yochid, that rice is for sure not considered to be chametz. That shouldn't confuse us in terms of the minute, the Ashkenazi minute of kidneys. It's not that we hold, not that the chayshesh Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That was already outvoted. We're chayshesh for half a dozen other things that people are going to get confused. They're going to think that rice flour is wheat flour. They used to plant the rice together with the wheat. Half a dozen reasons that the Ashkenazi Rishonim instituted the minig of kidneys, but it wasn't the throwback to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was already refuted, was already rejected in the days of the Amorim. But Rabbi Yosef said that it has to be dafka shnei minei basar, and the purpose of the shnei minei basar has to be echad zeicha le'peisach ve'echad zeicha le'chagiga. So come tell us this is the fourth of the Marmakamos. And also says, Shachem kutidar on the days, echad zeicha le'peisach ve'echad zeicha le'chagiga. Kishachal yudal lios v'shabbos. What's the din this year when our Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Ein tzorach rav bishul echad. He says that you don't have to have a second tafshil. Tell your wives, they don't have to bother making an egg. This year you don't need an egg in your seder plate. That's what the Tosafot suggests. What? Chagigas yudalid ein adeichet haShabbos. Because the whole reason for the second tafshil is the zeichet to the korban chagiga. So everybody knows that chagigas yudalid is not adeichet haShabbos. Everybody knows. According to the Rabbanan, it's not true. According to Mentayim, maybe this year, maybe it's not true. That Tosafot earlier in the Masechta wasn't sure about. How do we pass it? Do we pass it like Mentayim? Do we pass it like the Rabbanan? We really so convinced that Chagigas Yidal is not the Cheshabbos. So the Gemara says in the sixth part of Pesachim that there's another Nafkamina Ladina between Ben Tema and the Rabbanim. Nafkamina is how the Chagigah has to be prepared. According to Ben Tema, who says that the Chagigah is mamash like the Kovin Pesach, Zeba Chagapasach, the two go hand in hand, it has to be Tzuyesh, it has to be roasted. That's what the Gemara says in Mishnah, in the old text of the Manishtana. Our Manishtana is the modern day Manishtana. The question Ben Yoshua and Ben Subin, was not the original, one of the original questions in the Manishnana was, Shabbachola Leilos, Anu Ochlin, Basak, three Sholach of a bushel. And every other night of the year, we could eat roasted, we could eat cooked, etc. Halayla Zekulo Tzulik. That was the old shine of the Manishnana, which was obviously taken out of that Manishnana because we don't have the current Pesach anymore. But this Mana Mikdosh, so the Mishnah says that the question that was asked was about the Basak Tzulik. So the Gemara comment, what do you mean Halayla Zekulo Tzulik? He only eats Tzulik on Pesach night? You can eat the basta chagig and the basta chagig can be cooked. So the Gemara says, no, that mishnah, that version of the manishtana must have been Ben Tema speaking. So according to Ben Tema, that the kavan pesach, the kavan chagig, manishtanu hach, the two go hand in hand. So whatever the din of the pesach, that's the din of the chagig. So the chagig has to be roasted also. And it's only the rabbanim who say that it doesn't have to be roasted. So our minhag is that we make a little bit of a pshara. That our minhag is that when it comes to the meat that's the zeicha to the kavan pesach, so we mamish roasted. We throw it into the fire and the mamish make a roasted zroah. When it comes to the pesach, So the minig is that most people cook it first, and they throw it into the fire afterwards to make a little bit of mashu. It should be a little bit toasty, so it should be a little bit of chachazecha to the opinion of Ben Tema. That's something that should be close. You have to be careful that if you do that, very often what people do is they'll cook the egg, let's say, leading up this year is more complicated. Let's say we have a regular face of shechalios on a weekday, so very often the women will cook up the eggs erfes for the afternoon, and then it's right before the Seder, someone will remind them, oh yeah, Gavalkis, we'll have to roast the egg a little bit, so they'll throw the egg into the fire for a second, we'll toast it up a little bit. So the Shabura says you have to be careful when you do that, that you can, that's no problem, you can do that, you have to just make sure to eat the egg on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shiloh Tzarech. So if you want, you can eat the egg that night, because there's no issue of eating, even though Adminik is not to eat roast meat by the Seder, but you're allowed to eat roasted other things, egg you're allowed to eat. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can eat the roasted egg that night, you can eat it tomorrow for lunch, that's also okay. But if you roast up the Zeroa on Yom Tov night, if you forgot to roast the Zeroa on the Yom, then you have to be careful to eat the Zeroa tomorrow. You can't eat it tonight, because Adminik is not to eat both sweet by the Seder. You have to eat it tomorrow, and then you're going to find yourself another Zeroa for the second night, because you can't roast the Zeroa on Yom Tov night and then save it for the second day, because that's cooking from one day to the next. You have to be careful about that little nekuda. So that minig that we have, that we roast up the egg a little bit, that's a zeich a little bit to Ben Tema Shita. So that's okay. If you cook it al das, you're going to eat. You're not mechuyev to be medaptic exactly how much. Let's say you're allowed in the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Brice and Beis. You're allowed to cook up a pot of soup, even though you probably only need a couple of bowls. That's the right. But over here, you're taking an egg, and if I know that I'm not planning on eating this egg today, so that's a problem. That would be an issue of cooking on Yom Tov Shiloh Tzarech. No one's allowed to eat. No one's allowed to eat any kashim. Oh, it's not allowed to eat truma, so you can't eat any karma. Any karma, right. Again, so Tosfos quotes such an opinion that since the whole purpose of the second kashya was supposed to be a zeicha to the karma chagiga, and the karma chagiga doesn't exist this year, so you don't need the egg this year. Umil and the Ri, so the Ri says, no, he doesn't think that's right. So the Kol Mokom Ein Lechalek, the Dami Lecholva Imayilim Anichin Elaso Shnei Tavshilin. So the Ri says that we shouldn't overdo it, this idea of zeicha to chagiga, because if people see that this year we don't put an egg on the table, so they're going to think, oh, this egg, this is the real Karba Chagiga, this is the real McCoy, and then we don't want that. We don't want people to think that these Shnei Tavshilin are an absolute Chayva Gemura. This would be a little bit of a violation. The summer is what Tosfos is driving at. This would be a little bit of a violation of what the Gemara says in the Enema Sefer Tzachar. You're not supposed to point to the meat on the Seder table. When you say Pesach Zu Shaiva Seder Ochrim, you're not supposed to pick it up. The Masa you pick up. The Mar you pick up. But the Kerbin Pesach, you're not supposed to say it. The Zro, you're not supposed to make a point. You're not supposed to be an idea, because it looks a little bit like Ochel Kashi Bechut. That's what the Gemara says in Tzachar. When you buy meat for Yom Tov, you're not even supposed to say, I'm buying meat for Pesach. You're supposed to be buying meat for Yom Tov. That's why I said in Ashkachas, they don't write kosher the Pesach on it. They write kosher all Pesach. Not because they don't know Diktuk, but because they want to be makbish for that din, that you shouldn't say the meat is for Pesach. You should say it's you can eat it on Pesach, but it shouldn't be liquor from Pesach. So Tosa says, we don't want to go overboard with this data. We don't want everyone to think this is the real McCoy. And then Tosa says, V'gani shlochu shemel yasu b'sha'at sochem. So then Tosa says that, and also if you're going to do away with the egg this year, so they're going to think, oh, the new minute, a new chop this year, everyone's going to think next year also you don't put the egg on. So Tosa says, just put the egg on this year like you do every other year. The ancient chashashim are osim. Avagad lo tzarach, the lake of Mechash, and Tosa says, what could it be so gefarlich if you put the egg on the table this year? The lake of Mechash, shemi yibana beis hamikdash, what's going to happen? Next year, mi'at Hashem, the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt. V'yomru ishtaker asidu zeich lechagiga b'shavis, v'ashtanami lakriva b'shavis. Imagine that's going to be the takola. The next year, the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, and everyone's going to come next year, erpeis hachalis b'shavis again, let's say, and when 5 years from now, there'll be another erpeis hachalis b'shavis, and everyone's going to say, do you remember 5 years ago in Tinex, we had an egg on the table, it was a zeich l'kama chagiga, it must be that the kama chagiga is zeich l'shavis. The place that says, relax, it's not so terrible, that k'rova mesuril is reason, that who's going to be in the base of Mikdash, it's not going to be every time they're going to have the Kohanim, they're going to know what the dinner is. The place that says, people have a lot of good Ramanim, they'll tell us, they'll tell us what to do. The late of the midday, ha'chabola niyach l'ilas l'shir, k'shir n'imaz hirin ourselves. The place that says, you want to put the egg there, Brian, put the egg. You don't want to put the egg this year. Don't put the egg there. That's not such a big deal. Either way you want to do it is okay. Has anyone ever seen anyone not put the egg in a year like this? I've never heard of anybody pass the days of Tosfos. And everybody, the minute you saw was we put Shnei Tafshilin even when you have an Erev Beis Chayes for Shabbos. But there is a little bit of a zecher of this Tosfos that did make it into Haggadah, and that's in the Nusach of the Brachim. The Brachim, that's the Shirayim of this minute. That it's cut based on this Tosfos that we have the Brachim Asher Galanu. So we say the Asher Galanu of the Gaos of the Seder the Abbas Tacheros Yigyan Alayz Lechol Matzavarar. So there's Machoikas Atenayim in the end of Tzachim. Where does the bracha end exactly? So one time I said, that's the bracha, Shogi Alonah, but Goralas of Hoseinu, and Mitzrayim, Lechem, and Ma'at tomorrow. Finished, that's the end of the bracha. So Rabbi Akiva added on to that bracha, the stomach, I mean, after the Churban, they added on to that bracha, that Bismarck Mikdash, that was the end of the bracha. Shogi, the Higiyara, Laila, said Lechem, the stomach, they said Lechem, Pesach, Ma'at tomorrow, and finished. So Rabbi Akiva said, now that there's Nebuchadnezzar, said Mikdash, they add on a whole Batasha, King, Agiyenu, Hashem, Okeh, Lechem, Golem, Ramad, Mechayim, Tosim, and we say, V'nochel Shem and Azvachem and Apsachem, Asher Yid, Alam, Kim, Azvachel, Ratzai. So, what does that mean, V'nochel Shem and Azvachem and Apsachem? So, V'n Azvachem and Apsachem means, Zevach HaRaposach. Zevach is the Chagiga, and the Pesach is the Karban Pesach. So, you have to say Zvachem first, because that's what the Gemara says, you eat the Karban Chagiga before the Karban Pesach in order to fill you up. But some folks can say, when you have their Pesach, Shechalim, the Shabbos, so then you have to switch the Nusach. Why? Because on our Pesach Chas to Shabbos, you don't eat the Zevach of Chagigas Yedalas first, because there is no Chagigas Yedalas. You eat the Karban Pesach first. And which when do you eat the Zvachim? That's the next thing. Chagigas Tezvav, the Sham Mitzimcha, all the other Karbanas of the Yom Tov, those you eat after Karban Pesach. So when our Pesach Chas to Shabbos, you have to split the order. You have to say, V'noch HaShem, min HaPsachim, min HaZvachim. So others respond, it's the wrong year. Oh, that's what others say. Then what kind of minute is that to switch the order? The Tefillah is HaShem HaOsid. That next year, v'nechal sham, v'n azvachem, v'n apsachem, next year's not going to be in our Pesach Chayes b'Shabbos. So forget, if anything, last year we should have said, v'nechal sham, v'n apsachem, v'n azvachem. And then other folks can remember that the whole thing doesn't make any sense, because the tefillah is Hashem the base of Mikdash. Meher Yivan HaMikdash, so the whole calendar is going to go out the window. We're going to go back to Kiddush HaChadosh Al-Fi'er Iyah, Rashiva Shoftayach of Rishon, the Rambam writes in Teresh HaMishnayot, that first the Sanhedrin is going to come back, and then the base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt. There's going to be a Chiddush HaSmicha, there's going to be the Kiddush HaChadosh HaPi'ariyah, there's going to be Beis HaNagolo. So we have no idea when Pesach is going to be next year. So Meher Yevon HaMikdash, what in the world makes you believe that next Pesach, even if it says on the calendar next Pesach, is supposed to be a quote-unquote Erev Beis Chayes b'Shabbos, but Meher Yevon HaMikdash, the co-calendar is not going to exist anymore. So the whole thing doesn't stem. The whole strange thing is a throwback to this Pesach. It's Mamash the Shirayim, this Pesach. But it's interesting that whereas this Tosfos nobody follows. Nobody follows this day and Tosfos to leave the egg off the table. But that thing, when that's Vachem, Vachem, Tachem does exist. It's in the Maxwell House, I got it, I think it says, V'yesh Omer, the official Maxwell House. It says, V'yesh Omer, V'yesh Omer, V'yesh Omer, V'yesh Omer, V'yesh Omer, V'yesh Omer. So, whichever one, those who have a Masuri to say one way, the other way, it's hard to talk to Machri of such a Shiloh. But the source of that Machlech is based on this Tosfos. Maybe, I don't know. There is one last Nakuda which is relevant for us this year based on the fact that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, which is related to some degree to the current Pesach, and that's the Sugya in the fifth of the Mamakomos, the famous Mishnah that Munam and Alf and Sachem about the Issam Malach and Erev Pesach. The Mishnah begins by saying, Mokham Shinod, the last of Malachim, you have it Sachem and Chasayis Osir. That somebody who they have a place with a minigit to do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, so also then you're allowed to do malacha until Chatzos. Makom shenog v'shelo la'asos, ain't also with a minigit not to do malacha until Chatzos, then you shouldn't do malacha. Aholech v'makom she'olsen, v'makom she'enolsen, v'makom she'enolsen, v'makom she'olsen, v'olsen v'chum v'makom she'olach v'sham, v'chum v'makom she'olach v'sham. The person is traveling from one place to another, so they should always have to take the chum as a boat. This is the Mishnah, this is the whole sugya, which is the source of the whole Yantav Sheni story. Person is traveling from control to chutzpah, it's back and forth. Whether you follow the minhagim of the place where you came from, the minhagim of the place where you're going to be, it's all based in the first sugya in Makom Shenagim. The basic principle of the Mishnah is that the Yisra Malach until Chatzos is only solid a minute. Whereas the obvious implication of the Mishnah is that after Chatzos is also Medina. No matter what the minig is, if you live in a place where the minig is to do malacha after chatzos, it's a minig to toast, so you're not permitted to do malacha after chatzos and Erev Pesach. Why is that? My high, it's not really yomtiv. Why aren't you allowed to do malacha? So Rashi in the sixth of the Maimon Talmud writes, shelo la'asos kedei shelo yeitorud b'malacha v'yishkach b'yachemtzo v'shchitzes ha'pesach v'tigun ma'asol v'chalayla. So Rashi says, because he's so busy in Erev Pesach, so the person's going to come from work at 5 o'clock, the person's going to forget about Bir Chometz, which is supposed to be taken care of right around the Ikra Din, right around Chassel's time, and he has to get moving on the Shchitzes HaPesach. He's got to start baking his masses. Again, in the olden days, even some people still today bake the masses at Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So all the things, all the Tzarchei HaYom Tzif, the mitzvah that Tzarech would be out young, they'll have to say, and you shouldn't stay the last time. Why do I have to make my masters now? I can make my masters tonight. The Emma says, you really can. You're allowed to make masters on Pesach, on Yom Tov. You know, a lot of chumra, the nuchas chometz, it wouldn't be such a good idea. But also the masha, maybe we wouldn't recommend it. But technically speaking, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. There are so many things that a guy will dray. He'll dray around. He'll be late. Rashi says, you're not supposed to be late. You're supposed to get the Seder starting early. To the Yom Tov, and the Tzachar, the Tzachar, the Tzachar, the Tzachar, the Tzachar, so you're supposed to start the Seder right away. You're not supposed to dray around on Pesach night because you want the kids to remain awake. That's what the Gemara says, that the Akiva used to send the Tamidim out of the Beit Medrash on 2 days a year. Every other day, the Tamidim were there. For 2 days a year, the Rashiva or the Akiva would walk around sending the Tamidim home. One was Erev Yom Kippur because he wanted to make sure they would fulfill the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And number two, on Erev Pesach, why did he send them home? They would marry Tamidim, so he would send them home so we should make sure the kids would take a nap. But the only day the imam, that's why I always tell my kids, Achiyav Gomer, they don't listen to me, they don't listen to the other day, Achiyav Gomer, you have to take a nap at Erev Pesach, because otherwise you're not going to be up to the Seder. It's not that this year you have to be careful not to say it's the Seirish. Because this year, since Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so we all want our kids to take a nap, but you shouldn't tell them, because the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, or Yudah Chassid, that you're allowed to take a nap on Shabbos after Shabbos. That's per se not Hachana. As long as you don't make a point of saying it. If you just say, I'm taking a nap, it's not nikkur, taking a nap all the time. So that's not considered to be nikkur zachar. But you get up and you say, I'm going to sleep now so that I should be up for Motzei Shabbos. Even if Motzei Shabbos happens to be the Seder, that you know, that would be a shal of achana. So everyone should have in mind that, but you shouldn't walk around telling the world that you're taking a nap this year on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos for the Pesach night. So since the din is that you have to get the Seder starting as early as possible, so Rashi says, yep, the chum asad malocha, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And Tosfos has an entirely different system.
I understand the reason that all the reasons are that it shouldn't happen, but you shouldn't forget to do it in the day.
No, Rashi says some things that you can dread, like to bake in the masters, you can take care of a little bit later.
But the Bia Chomet
is still a topic. Well, Shchitas HaPesach also, if you do it later, then you can have less time to roast it, so you're going to get also things are going to start later. So we. Right. But the minute, he's explaining the minute also, but the Iker is, according to Rashi, is also based on this idea. You want to get all the things, whatever you can get done, you should try to get done as soon as possible. No, because the roasting from Pesach would have to be after Shabbos. So Tosfos in the 7th of the Maamar Kamos in Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Tosfos is a different shot. Machmir Shenaga Omer Rebbe Shem Riva. The Mefresh Birushalmi, a totally different reason why you're not allowed to do Malachim Erev Pesach. Shmai Shnaad Yitzchak Neshay Yom Tov. Mishum Dizman, on the other side, Dizman HaPesach Techatos Ve'elach. That since it's Dizman HaKrovitz Kovin Pesach, Yach Yachik Kam Mehosam Mishayim Mos Hashana. And Yishami says that even an individual on a regular day during the year, the yom she may be carbon also the malacha. Any day you bring a carbon to the base of mikdash, that's the carbon yom. That's the yom simcha. That's the day that you're not allowed to do malacha. So since the carbon pesach is brought on erev pesach, so when you're not allowed to do malacha, the Torah is carbon, not the Torah to make sure you can finish your yom to preparation. That the din of shchitas pesach is mechayev you not to do malacha. Parech. Then the Yerushalmi asked, im kein yei kol yom asur. So then why did they asur it? Even in the morning, can a yachid she may be carbon. So when a yachid brings a carbon at any time during the day, the whole day is offered the malacha. Where farsh hasam namishim the royal hakad mishacharis. Even you bring a private carbon, there's no zman. You can bring it any time during the day. So the whole day is nitzvah b'simchas hayom. But pesach any yachid like we don't have chatzos. You can't bring a carbon pesach till after chatzos. Because the nafkah only ben abad. So perish apostim chomish. Uparich in canes. And now the Yerushalmi yes to kasha. That's true. That the carbon pesach or the anytime you bring a carbon is mechayev you in an isur malacha. In kain carbon tamech you lechol yisrael the carbon lechol yoyim hey bechol yom isur malacha a good havamina. But every day there should be a Nisr Malacha because something comes, something to the Jews are never working. It says that every day there should be a Nisr Malacha because there's a carbon being brought. From the Shiny, so the Yerushalmi says no. Shiny Tomin Sha Torah Tim in a cloud. That it can't see. The Torah is clearly master that Nisr Malacha every day. The Chsiv Yasaf to the Ganecha. The Chumash says you have to go to work. The Chumash says you have to collect your grain. Yom Koysol, Yoshun, Betelmi, Yasaf Lam Dagan. So obviously the Tosk is assuming that people are going to work. Umash Mahasam says to us is the Midaraisa Surah. From the fact that the Gemara needs a map to let you go to work every day. So not for the Pasuk, to exist the cost of Shabbat Ganecha, so there would have been a shtrak to have a mean that Minatorah. No one is ever allowed to work based on the fact that the Korban Talmud is being brought. The Shagatai is a fascinating comment. The Shagatai claims that this is the cost of the Shabbat Ganecha, which is Matir, Christ, so to go to work. That was said every day. That was said for the Korban Talmud. It can't be that you be in this Malacha every day. But what about in Rosh Chodesh? So from Rosh Chodesh, not only is there a carbon cover that's brought, there's a carbon musaf that's brought. So Shayasai says he thinks that Zman Shabbat HaMikdash HaYakayim was an Issa Malach of Yaraita in Rosh Chodesh. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. He says, based on this Yerushalmi, close to Celsus, that the starting point of the Yerushalmi is there should have been an Issa Malach for every time you're being a carbon, every carbon Tzibah should have an Issa Malach, but it can't be the carbon Talmud should create an Issa Malach, otherwise no one's ever going to work. That's like there is a concept that the carbon tumid doesn't create the yisur, but any other carbon tibur does. So when else do you bring a carbon tibur? So on when? On Shabbos there's a nisim malach anyway. Yom Tov there's a nisim malach anyway. Chomoy there's a nisim malach anyway. So what other day possibly is there a carbon tibur that there's no quote unquote nisim malach? That's just chodesh. So says the shagas ayin achadam bizman shabbos and mikdash ha'kayim. There is a nisim malach and rosh chodesh bizman. And there is no nisim, but bizman shabbos and mikdash ha'kayim it is a nisim malach. You get the impression that there's in the Sukkim and Tanakh. The Sukkim speak about rosh chodesh in a very, very yomtif oriented way. The Sukkim speak about Chodshechem, Mordechem, Sada Nafshi, Vahayim, Bechodesh, Bechodshem, Bechavis, Bechavato, Bechodesh, Bechavis, there's so many Sukkim, the whole story of David in Shaul, and you understand they're having parties, they have Tzuvis, and Bechodesh. You get the impression that Bechodesh was much, much greater day than it is this man Hazeh. So Shagazai said that's the reason why, because since there was an Isser, Halacha, and Bechodesh, whenever there was a carbon Tzibah that was brought, so that acid, all of Christ, will be Malacha, Minat Torah, in that day. That's what the Shagatai says. That's the reason why you have four aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, that how come on Chanukah you have three aliyahs and on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed you have four aliyahs? So the Gemara says that on Chanukah there's an Issa Malacha, there's a Hetta Malacha, you have to go to work. So you don't want to waste time on the fourth aliyah. But on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, so most people aren't going to work anyway because there's an Issa Malacha, the Gemara says in the Megillah. So therefore they threw in the fourth aliyah. So the Rishonim Rabban, what do you mean there's an Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh? So who is Malacha? Who's going to work on Rosh Chodesh? So Rashi and Taisa both say a very, very difficult shot. Rashi does the Megillah right that since there's a Medrash that says that women have a minig not to do work on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore that's what the Gemara means when it says an Issa Malacha. So the problem is that would be good if you had a women's minion. So then, but we're talking about the men are the ones who are laning. So why does it help the fact that the women are not going to work? So why does the fact that the women are not going to work? So why does that give the men a little bit of extra time to stay in shul? So the answer to that question, you have to run a car pool in order to understand the answer to that question. So the answer is that if the woman has to rush to work, then the man's gotta get out of shul quicker also. I know for myself, the days when my wife works, so I gotta go to the early minion. So if she has a day off, then I can go to the later minion. So that's what the Gemara means also. So the Shaynasai didn't buy into that. Shaynasai, I guess, didn't drive car pool. So he says, so what? Shadi the Gemara, the Emes of Shadi said that the takana of the different aliyahs was made in the old takana. It was made in Zman Anshik Yad Sekhatam, it was Zman Shadi Shemitash Akarim. So in those days, there was an Issam Lach and Rosh Chodesh. And in the Chidami, that there was a real Makoy Issam Lach and Rosh Chodesh. That was just based on this Yerushalmi. So that meaning, that din that we have today, that we have that fourth aliyah and Rosh Chodesh, made this throwback to that idea of an Issam Lach. So how does this relate back to us in terms of the Issam Lach and Rosh Chodesh? So going to Rashi, the Issam Lach and Rosh Chodesh, it's just a way to make sure you get everything ready for the Seder on time. Yeah. And according to Tosfos, the use of Malach and Erev Pesach is because of the carbon Pesach. Then Tosfos writes that the nearer the after Zman Hazeh, the lake of Krav came to Nes Az Asa Li Erev. That Issa that was instituted, the Zman HaMikdash, applies even to Zman Hazeh. The Rabbanon maybe, but the Issa still applies. The Chodin Achkemini with the Mash and Tosfos will be this year. Is there an Issa Malacha on Erev Pesach on Shabbos? Yeah, there's an Issa Malacha on Shabbos. But not because it is Issa. Is there an Issa Malacha on Friday this year? What's the din? Erev Pesach, that's not Erev Pesach. This year, 2 weeks from this Friday, so Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, is there any reason why a person shouldn't be doing any work? So it's not Erev Pesach. One of us, the Shaila. So comes the Machrerim and say, according to Rashi, it should be a problem. And according to Rashi, the Issa Malacha was to make sure that the Masas are baked, and to make sure that the Chametz is taken care of, and to make sure that everything is ready for the Seder. So that whole Svara applies to Friday also, because you can't do anything on Shabbos. The Shabbos is a blank. So if you're not going to finish everything, you're not going to have your Masas baked and everything all ready for the Seder Friday afternoon, what's going to happen? You're going to dray around on Masas Shabbos. You're going to start your Seder late. And that's going to be a violation of what Rashi quotes. The Gemara says himself, you have to start your Seder on time. So that Issa Malacha that was originally instituted for Erev Pesach, this year may go back a day, may go back Friday afternoon according to Rashi. It's interesting Chumrah. Because according to Tulsa, that's clearly not the case. According to Tulsa, the whole nature of the Issa Malacha was because it's the Zman HaKrava, so this year you get a freebie. So there is no Zman HaKrava. Zman HaKrava Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, anyway, you're going to be bringing, there's going to be an Issa Malach. You don't need the Issa Malach of Karbanos for that. There's a Malach of Shabbat. Friday afternoon, Hechet Hesu, you should make an Issa Friday afternoon. That's not as Zman HaKarava. I think the Minhag HaOlam is like Taisus, I think. And most people, even people who keep this and did, they're supposed to keep, that there really is, really not supposed to be doing Malach. At least, like Chalamai, it should be a quasi Issa Malach on our Pesach in the afternoon. So that din probably doesn't apply. They should get a freebie on that din because Shabbos anyway they don't say Malacha and Friday afternoon it's not Shabbos according to Taisha to extend it. But according to Rashi, that is the Malacha of Erev Pesach, the Chari should push back to Friday this year. I think it's important, especially this year, we have a very unique opportunity that folks can tell us that Meshama Parm Tfaseinu, that's the same way we take Kabbonis every day, so we're supposed to be involved in the study of the Korban Pesach, particularly in Erev Pesach. Then you have the minig of saying the Seder and Miris Korban Pesach, printed up from many of the Haggadahs and the Sidurim. Many people say the Sukkim of Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Many people go into the Mishnayos and then the fifth paragraph of Tzalchim, the Rambam, different Minhagim about to reenact, in a sense, the Korban Pesach. So usually, every year is a very, very hard minig to follow because who has time? Rashi says, who has time? Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're realizing you're running, you don't have enough matzahs, you realize you can't find the lettuce, you can't find air. Everyone's running around like a little of a chicken without a head, so who has time to read the Sukkim of Korban Pesach? So it's a good time to be able to put aside a few minutes in every Erev Pesach. This year is Mamash Gevaldik. Because this year, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, is Mamash nothing to do. You're sitting by if everyone got up already early in the morning, they're ready to dive in the Shabbos, they're ready to eat, whatever suddas, the 15 suddas of challahs, hanging out, whatever you did, it's over already. By 10 o'clock, everyone's finished. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to sleep. How long? I'm sure you asked that question. How long can you sleep? So you got your stuff for 2 hours ready. Erev Pesach, this year they changed the clock. Meyer's not till 9 o'clock at night. You mean you have maybe 6 hours to sit and dedicate to Hilchos Pesach. I think it's a gewaltig opportunity this year to really be, to fulfill this on the Shalom Kwan Sustainable Path. We managed to learn some of the dinim of Korban Pesach this year on the Erev Pesach. Hopefully we should be zeicha. Whatever the nusach is, whatever it is, we should be zeicha to have you. So next week we'll have another shiur, also in Yom Pesach, and then we'll be on hold till after Pesach. The following week is the night book, Shigat Chometz, and then it's Chol HaMoed, so we'll resume after Pesach.